Ok. Vous comprenez le français?
You understand French? Or who understands French? By the way, I am fourth string French translator. If it was Spanish, I would have no problem. But I'm fourth or fifth string of, if you understand that term.
Thank you to Muli.
And pray for us. Le titre de ce message,
the title of this message,
c'est Sortons du camp.
Is go outside the camp.
Je suis guide au jardin de la tombe actuellement.
Right now, I am a guide at the Garden Tomb.
Et lorsque je parle du Golgotha,
and when I go to Golgotha,
je dis qu'il est toujours, il était à l'extérieur des murailles de Jérusalem.
And I always tell the people that has always been outside of the walls of Jerusalem.
Pourquoi? Parce que la Bible le dit.
Why? Because the Bible says so.
On va le lire dans Hébreux 13.
We're going to read in Hebrews 13.
In English.
Hebrews 13, 11.
You can say in English.
For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as an offering for sin are burned outside of the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside of the gate. Let us therefore go out to him outside of the camp, bearing his reproach.
Jusque-là, je comprenais que Jésus devait mourir hors du camp.
As far as I understand, it said that Jesus must die outside the camp.
Mais la phrase qui dit « sortons du camp »
But the phrase that says « outside the camp »
pour moi, c'était un mystère.
For me, it's a mystery.
Sortir du camp pour aller à Christ.
To go outside the camp to go to Christ.
Et en portant l'opprobre de Christ.
It's important for the reproach of Christ.
Alors j'ai médité sur ce sujet.
So I thought about this subject.
Et je vous livre l'objet de ma méditation.
And I'm going to talk about this meditation.
Le contexte, c'est la rédemption.
The context is redemption.
Jésus est devenu un sacrifice d'expiation.
Jesus must become a sacrifice of atonement.
Selon la loi,
according to the law,
il devait mourir en dehors du camp.
He must die outside.
Comme les animaux étaient brûlés à l'extérieur.
Like the animals that were burned outside the camp.
Et nous avons aussi l'idée du Yom Kippour.
And we can see also the day of Yom Kippour.
Il y avait deux boucs.
There were two goats.
Et le souverain sacrificateur, le Kohen Gadol.
The high priest would sacrifice the one.
Devait sacrifier un et chasser l'autre dans le désert.
He would sacrifice the one and then release one out into the desert.
Le sang du bouc était porté à l'intérieur du sanctuaire.
The blood of the sacrificed goat was to be taken inside the interior of the Holy of Holies.
Et Dieu donnait son pardon pour le peuple.
And God would give there his forgiveness to the people.
C'est le symbole de la rédemption divine.
It is a symbol of the divine redemption.
Il est dit dans Hébreux 9.
A person, Brunoff, had said,
Jésus est entré dans le ciel avec son propre sang.
Jesus has gone into the heaven with by his own blood.
Pour le déposer dans le sanctuaire de Dieu. Pour le mettre.
To be able to bring the blood.
Et il a obtenu pour nous une route vivante et nouvelle.
And he has given to us a new way and a living way.
Il a obtenu par son sang une rédemption éternelle.
Through his blood, he has obtained for us an eternal redemption.
Il y a un autre passage qui parle de la rédemption.
There's another passage that talks about
c'est
the redemption.
Genèse 22 avec Abraham et Isaac.
It's talking, it's in Genesis 22. And he's talking about Abraham and Isaac.
Dieu dit à Abraham, va dans le pays de Moria.
God said to Abraham, go to the mountain Moriah.
Prends ton fils.
Take your son.
Celui que tu aimes, Isaac. The one you love.
The one that you love.
Et offre-le en holocauste sur la montagne que je t'indique.
And offer him there at the mountain where I have told you, that I have indicated you.
Yeah. Et la montagne, c'est Jérusalem.
The mountain was Jerusalem.
C'est le Golgotha.
It was Golgotha.
Et dans Genèse 22, il est dit,
in Genesis 22,
la rédemption est donnée sur la montagne.
The redemption is given over that mountain.
C'est la montagne de la rédemption.
It's a mountain of redemption.
Et là, Abraham a donné le nom, un nom, pour cette montagne.
And Abraham has given this name of this mountain.
Yireh Adonai.
God will provide.
Dieu pourvoira.
Dieu pourvoira. Adonai Yireh.
Adonai Yireh. C'est le titre de Dieu.
This is the title, a title
mais
of
c'est
God.
Une prophétie.
But it's also a prophecy.
Il pourvoira aux besoins de l'homme.
Because man has a need.
Il pourvoit la rédemption.
He can have the redemption.
Mais également, dans le sens de l'hébreu, il sera vu sur la montagne.
But also the sense of in Hebrews that he will be seen over the mountain.
C'est le Golgotha et la montagne des Oliviers où il viendra en gloire.
Golgotha and the mountain of olives will be in.
Il sera vu par le monde entier.
They will be seen by the entire world.
Porter son opprobre, qu'est-ce que cela veut dire?
To carry, to bear this reproach, what does that mean?
Il faut lire le psaume 22. Pour comprendre ce que signifie l'opprobre.
And we can read Psalms 22 to see what this reproach is.
Le psalmiste dit je suis comme un verre.
The psalmist says I am as a cup, a glass.
No. A worm.
Oh, worm.
Rejeté par les hommes.
I'm sorry.
Rejeté par les hommes.
I am rejected by men.
Piétiné, écrasé.
I am stepped upon by men.
Et dans la Bible, il est souvent parlé de l'opprobre par rapport à Israël.
And in the Bible,
on parle de l'opprobre.
It talks about the reproach
par rapport à Israël.
For the Israeli people, for the people of Israel.
Ça veut dire l'opprobre, c'est la honte. La malédiction.
This reproach is the rejection, the
une insulte
cursing,
également.
It's an insult.
Un mépris.
And it's the being cast out.
Et il y a une image très forte.
It's a very strong image.
Like that. This one. Ça, c'est l'image de l'opprobre.
This is an image of that reproach.
Et l'Église a été l'instrument de la persécution contre Israël.
The church has been an instrument of this reproach towards the Jewish people.
De la violence, du mépris.
Of this violence, of this outcasting.
Les nations ont jeté l'opprobre sur Israël, le peuple juif.
The people, the world has put this reproach over the Jewish people.
Le peuple choisi de Dieu.
The chosen people of God.
C'est quelque chose de très très fort, l'opprobre.
This is something that's very very strong, this reproach.
Dans Hébreux 11, il est parlé de Moïse.
In Hebrews 11, it talks about Moses.
Moses,
when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with God's people than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a time, accounting the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
C'est un choix de vie.
This is a choice of how to live.
On rejette le monde.
We reject the world
pour choisir la vie avec Dieu.
To choose the way of God.
Mais ça implique de payer le prix. C'est sa conséquence.
The consequences.
C'est de payer le prix.
Is you have to pay a price.
Aujourd'hui, dans le monde,
today, in the world,
il y a 150 millions de chrétiens qui sont persécutés.
There are 150 million Christians that are persecuted.
Selon le site Portes Ouvertes,
according to the site Open Doors,
un chrétien meurt toutes les 5 minutes.
There is a Christian that dies every 5 minutes.
Vous imaginez?
Can you imagine that?
C'est porter sa croix.
It's something very difficult to believe.
Lorsqu'un musulman se convertit,
when a Muslim converts,
il est tout de suite rejeté de sa famille, de sa communauté.
Immediately he's rejected by his family, by his community.
Mais il risque aussi d'être tué, assassiné.
Also, there's risk of him being murdered, of being assassined.
Et c'est pareil pour en Inde ou en Corée du Nord.
It's the same way for a North Korean or a Hindu.
Sortant du camp, je voudrais voir trois manières d'exprimer ce que cela veut dire.
To go outside the camp, there are three ways that I want to talk to you about.
Le premier, c'est sortant du camp de la religion.
The first is to go outside the camp of religion.
Quand une église s'endort, spirituellement,
when a church falls asleep, eventually,
elle devient religieuse.
She becomes religious.
Elle est comme morte devant Dieu.
It's like she's dead.
Alors Dieu provoque un réveil.
Amène
un réveil.
But when there is an awakening.
Et dans l'histoire, nous pouvons voir beaucoup de réveils.
And we can see in the history that there's a lot of awakenings, a lot of revivals.
Pour sortir l'Église d'un esprit religieux.
For the church to come out of this spirit of religiosity.
Par exemple,
les
baptistes.
The Baptists.
Nous sommes dans une église baptiste.
We are in a building, a church that's Baptist.
Une dénomination, une famille.
A denomination, a family.
Mais à l'origine, c'était des anabaptistes.
But at its beginnings, in its origins,
au XVIe siècle.
In the 12th century, there was the Anabaptists.
Et pour être baptistes, ils ont payé le prix.
And to be Baptist, they needed to pay a price.
Parce que c'était une vérité nouvelle.
Because this was something very new.
Luther, Calvin étaient les grands réformateurs.
Luther and Calvin, they were great reformists.
Mais ils baptisaient les enfants.
But they baptized babies.
Et ceux qui voulaient aller plus loin dans la foi,
and he that wanted to go into the faith,
ont compris le baptême, la valeur du baptême par immersion et en tant qu'adulte.
They understood the importance of being baptized when you were able to understand the significance of it as an adult.
Donc il y a eu plusieurs familles chrétiennes
so there were more Christian families,
basées sur des vérités nouvelles.
That they were battling over this new truth.
Il y a eu John Wesley avec les méthodistes.
And there was John Wesley with the Methodists.
Les presbytériens.
The Presbyterians.
L'armée du salut.
Le
Salvation Army.
Oh, okay. The Salvation Army.
Parce que William Booth ne pouvait pas avoir une place dans l'église méthodiste.
Why? Because William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, didn't have a place within the Methodist Church.
Donc il a créé l'armée du salut.
So therefore he created the Salvation Army.
À chaque fois Dieu provoque un réveil.
À chaque fois
each time. Il provoque un réveil.
That he stirs up an awakening.
Et nous avons besoin personnellement d'être réveillés.
And we personally need to have an awakening.
Donc Dieu utilise quelquefois peut-être la souffrance.
So God uses some things, perhaps it could be suffering.
Des épreuves.
And reproach.
ou mieux la découverte d'une vérité extraordinaire.
Or perhaps a discovering of a new something new that is extraordinary.
Il y a une parabole qui est très forte.
There's a parable that is very strong.
Celle des 10 vierges.
That's talking about the 10 virgins.
C'est une parabole pour la fin des temps.
That's talking about a parable about the end times.
Les vierges attendent l'époux.
The virgins were waiting for the bridegroom.
5 ont de l'huile, enfin non, pardon. Toutes ont de l'huile.
All of them had oil.
Elles ont de l'huile du Saint-Esprit.
The oil is a form of the Holy Spirit.
Mais 5 en ont suffisamment.
But 5 of them did not have sufficient oil.
Et les 5 autres n'en ont pas assez.
And 5 of them did.
C'est un mystère, mais c'est la parabole.
That's a mystery, but that's the parable.
Seules 5 vierges pourront rencontrer l'époux.
Only 5 virgins were able to meet the bridegroom.
Pour nous, je crois que c'est un défi.
For us, I think it is a challenge.
Nous devons être passionnés pour Dieu.
We should have a passion for God.
Et surtout, Seigneur, donne-moi ton esprit.
And overall, the Holy Spirit.
Donne-moi suffisamment de ton esprit.
The sufficient works of the Holy Spirit.
Pour ne pas m'endormir. Pour ne pas dormir.
So that we will not fall asleep.
Et pour ne pas tomber dans le piège de la religion.
And so that we will not fall into the ritualism of religiosity.
Un deuxième point, c'est sortir du camp des certitudes.
The second point is to come out of the camp, go out of the camp of false certainty.
On peut dire, je suis sauvé, merci Seigneur.
You can say, I am saved, thank you God.
J'ai un ticket pour l'éternité.
I am taken care of for all eternity.
Mais c'est pas suffisant.
But that's not sufficient.
Je dois apprendre que le salut doit être avec la crainte de l'Éternel.
I need to take the salvation through the faith, the believing in the faith in him.
Lorsque je lis Apocalypse 19,
because I read in Revelation 10:9.
Lorsque nous voyons la description du Messie.
19, excuse me. Them that they talk about the description of the Messiah.
Il vient avec l'épée dans la bouche.
That he comes with peace from his mouth.
The sword
from his mouth.
Ses yeux sont comme des flammes.
His eyes are like flaming arrows.
Son vêtement est teinté de sang.
His robe is like the color of blood.
Il vient pour frapper les nations.
And he comes to tear down the nations. You want me to read it? Okay.
No, wait, yes.
Revelation 19:11-15. I saw the heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And his righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress and the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God.
Ce n'est plus l'image d'un petit bébé dans la crèche.
It's not the same image as the tiny baby of the nativity scene.
Ce n'est plus l'image d'un Jésus plein d'amour.
It's not the same image as someone that's full of love.
Il a toujours de l'amour.
He is always has
Mais
love.
Mais il vient pour juger.
But he comes to judge.
Et je fais partie des nations.
And to judge the nations.
Et nous faisons partie.
And we are part of the nations.
Donc je dois apprendre la crainte de l'Éternel.
So therefore, I need to have the fear of the eternal.
Il y a un deuxième point sur le salut. Je suis.
And there is a second point over
je
the
suis
salvation.
Sauvé en espérance.
I am saved with a hope.
Romains 8, 24.
Romans 8, 24.
Romains. Je lis en français.
Non, mais je lis en anglais. Romans 8, 24.
C'est en espérance que nous sommes sauvés.
It's a hope that we will be saved. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has?
L'apôtre Paul parle de souffrance.
The apostle Paul talks about suffering.
Il parle d'enfantement.
It's almost like a birthing.
Et d'accouchement, les douleurs de l'accouchement.
The pain of birth, of birthing something.
Et notre salut complet est devant nous.
And our complete salvation is in within ourselves.
Nous sommes sauvés, je suis sauvé aujourd'hui.
I am saved, we are saved.
Mais j'ai besoin de regarder devant moi.
But I need to be looking ahead of me.
Pour ce salut qui est accompli.
For that fulfillment of the salvation.
Parce que tous les jours, je dois remettre en question.
Because all every day I need to talk or be in this matter.
Parce que l'homme a toujours un combat avec la chair. La chair, bassar. Flesh.
Because every day he must war against his flesh.
Donc notre vie de foi est un combat.
And so our life of faith is a battle.
Je suis sauvé aujourd'hui.
I am saved or today.
Mais demain, il est mis en not pas en balance.
But tomorrow it's not all balanced.
Mais je regarde devant moi pour être.
But I look before me to be.
Pour voir ce salut accompli.
To see this completion of the salvation.
Et un autre aspect, c'est le salut pour quelque chose, en vue de quelque chose.
Another kind of hope is to look for something.
Dieu ne m'a pas sauvé pour mes beaux yeux.
God didn't save me because of my beautiful eyes.
Même si j'ai des beaux yeux.
Même si j'ai des beaux yeux.
Il m'a sauvé pour quelque chose.
He has saved me for something, a greater purpose.
Pour une mission.
For a mission, with a mission.
Parce que je suis ambassadeur de Christ.
Because I'm an ambassador of Christ.
Dieu a besoin de nous.
Christ has need of us.
Dieu a besoin de l'Église.
God is in need of the church.
Pour manifester son amour.
To manifest his love.
Et peut-être pour différentes missions.
Perhaps there are different missions.
Aujourd'hui, dans le Moyen-Orient.
Today, in the Middle East,
nous voyons un monde en ébullition.
We see an upheaval in the Middle East.
Et nous voyons le monde arabe complètement bouleversé.
And we see the Arab world is completely in upheaval.
Et Dieu a mis dans le cœur de certains un amour pour le peuple arabe.
And there are certain people that have a love for the Arab people.
Et nous avons besoin de rentrer dans cette mission.
And we are it's within us to we are requirement is that we need to embrace this, be
donc,
part of this.
Nous sommes sauvés en vue d'être de servir.
We are saved with a purpose to be able to serve.
Un autre point pour sortir du camp.
Another point to go outside the camp.
C'est de comprendre qu'il y a un autre peuple élu.
To realize that there is another people that have been chosen, that are the chosen people.
L'Église n'est pas le centre du monde.
The church is not the center of the world.
Dieu a créé un peuple choisi.
God has created a chosen people.
Qui est le peuple juif, qui est Israël.
That is the Jewish people, that is Israel.
Nous chrétiens, nous sommes greffés sur l'olivier franc.
We, as Christians, we are grafted into this true olive tree.
Nous sommes simplement adoptés.
We are simply adopted.
Mais ils sont le fils premier-né.
But they are the firstborn son, the primary son.
Un pasteur français, Charles Westphal.
A French pastor, Charles Vincent.
Il dirigeait l'église protestante après la guerre.
After the war or during the war, he led the Protestant church.
Il disait, le mystère d'Israël est inséparable du mystère de l'église.
And he said the mystery of Israel is inseparable with the mystery of the church.
Il est notre mystère.
That's our mystery.
Le mystère de notre péché.
The mystery of our sin.
Et le mystère de notre grâce.
And the mystery of our grace.
Nous ne serons pas sauvés, disait-il, au dernier jour, les uns sans les autres.
He said that we will not be saved at the end times without one and the other.
Et Dietrich Bonhoeffer, le pasteur Dietrich Bonhoeffer, durant la guerre.
There's another German pastor, his name Bonhoeffer.
Il a dit, celui qui ne crie pas pour les Juifs ne peut pas louer Dieu.
He said, he that cannot cry for the Jewish people cannot praise God.
Il a été emprisonné.
He was taken prisoner.
Et assassiné sur l'ordre personnel de Hitler.
And Hitler personally said that he was to be assassinated.
Et l'apôtre Paul nous dit, l'apôtre Paul,
the apostle Peter, Paul said,
Romains 11,
in Romans 11, he said, c'est pas.
Romains 11, excuse-moi, don't boast.
Don't boast over the branches, but if we boast, if you boast, it is not you who support the root, but the root supports you. For I don't desire you to be ignorant, brothers, of this mystery.
Ne te glorifie pas aux dépens de ces branches, c'est la racine qui te porte.
It says, don't glorify in yourselves. It is the root that carries this tree.
Un autre théologien français disait, Jacques Ellul disait,
another French theologian, his name Jacques Ellul, he said,
Israël doit toujours être au centre de la théologie chrétienne.
Israel is always at the center of the Christian theology.
Et quand on regarde la création de l'État d'Israël, on ne voit que des miracles.
And when you see the creation of the nation of Israel, you see three miracles.
En décembre 1917, la déclaration Balfour.
On December 17th of 1917, you see the Balfour declaration.
Yeah. Dieu donne la terre.
They were given the land.
En 1947, les nations donnent un État à Israël.
In 1947, then the United Nations gave the state of Israel.
C'était 50 ans après la déclaration de Theodor Herzl.
It was 50 years after the declaration of Theodor Herzl.
Et qui avait dit dans 50 ans.
That he said within 50 years.
L'État juif sera né.
The Jewish state will be born.
Et enfin, Jérusalem est devenue la capitale d'Israël.
And finally, Jerusalem would become the Jewish capital.
Et c'est l'accomplissement des paroles de Jésus.
And it is the fulfillment of
des paroles de Jésus.
The words of Jesus.
Lorsque Jésus dit,
because he says,
lorsque Jérusalem ne sera plus piétinée par les nations,
it says because Jesus said that Jerusalem would not be a foot be stepped on by the nations.
Ce sera la fin du temps des nations. The end.
Because of the end, until the end of time.
Et nous voyons des miracles tout au long de l'histoire d'Israël.
And we see these miracles throughout the whole history of Israel.
En fait, il y a un dernier point.
And there's a third point.
Quatrième.
Or the fourth point, the last one.
Et c'est le plus important.
And this is the most important.
Dieu nous demande de sortir du camp.
God commands us to go outside the camp.
Du camp des hommes.
The camp of men.
Pour aller dans le camp de Dieu.
To go to the camp of God.
Jésus est mort à l'extérieur du camp.
Jesus died outside the camp.
Parce qu'il était face à face avec son Dieu.
So that he would be face to face with his God.
C'était un problème entre le Père et le Fils.
There was a problem between God, the Father and the Son.
Et Dieu nous montre un chemin.
And Jesus shows us
que nous devons sortir du camp des hommes pour aller être dans le camp de Dieu.
That we must go outside the camp of men to go into the camp of God.
Comme Jésus, nous avons besoin de nous réfugier dans le camp de Dieu.
Like Jesus, we are in need. We must be refuged in the camp of God.
Et nous venons avec le sang de Jésus.
And we come with the blood of Jesus.
Mais ce n'est plus l'opprobre.
But it's not just the shame.
C'est comme un cadeau.
It's like a gift.
C'est un trésor, une richesse.
It's like a treasure.
Parce que
a richness.
Ça nous fait rentrer dans la présence du Père.
Because we come before the presence of the Father.
Est-ce que vous avez déjà vécu ce moment où vous êtes seul à seul avec le Père?
It's a beautiful time when in that moment when we are alone with the Father.
Et nous avons ce droit, ce privilège.
And we have this privilege and this right.
À cause du sang.
Because of the blood.
Sans le sang, nous sommes rejetés par Dieu parce que le péché est en nous.
Because of the blood of Jesus, we are not rejected by God because of the blood.
L'opprobre de Christ,
the shame of Christ
est devenu notre visa, notre passeport.
Becomes our visa, our passport.
Mais c'est un signe de gloire.
And it's a symbol of glory.
Et lorsque nous sommes dans le camp de Dieu,
and when those of us that are in the camp of God,
il n'y a plus d'imperfection.
Il n'y a pas d'imperfection.
D'imperfection. Nous sommes dans la perfection.
We are before the presence, the perfection of God.
Il n'y a plus question de péché.
There is no question regarding sin.
Il n'y a plus d'échec ou de tristesse.
There isn't any kind of shame or sadness.
Il n'y a plus de frustration, de déception.
There is no frustration or deception.
Parce que nous recevons la vie de Dieu.
Because we receive the life of God.
Parce que nous recevons l'approbation de Dieu.
Because we receive his acceptance of God.
Et sa vie.
And his life.
Et c'est seulement avec ce contact avec Dieu
and only because of this contact with God
que nous pouvons retourner dans le camp des hommes
that we can return to the camp of men
et continuer notre travail.
And continue our work.
Donc passons beaucoup de temps dans le camp de Dieu.
Because we pass a lot of time in the camp of God.
Alors nous perdrons tout esprit religieux.
So then we will not have this religious spirit.
Et nous comprendrons la qualité du salut.
And we will receive this salvation quality.
Et nous comprendrons aussi qu'il est aussi le Dieu de Jacob.
And we will also be able to understand that this is the God of Jacob.
Et combien il aime son peuple.
And how he first of all loved his people.
Et combien il aime l'humanité.
And how he loves the humanity.
That's it. Amen.
In my short life, we've had a lot of persecution and opposition by man's religion. In Colombia, where I was born, our family were literally driven out of the country. Because of the oppressive religion, and it seemed like everywhere I've gone, we've faced the elements of a religious hatred and animosity. But through it all, we've seen God's hand and seeing that it's not through adherence to man's rules and ritual, but it's through a living relationship with Christ. And we're thankful that He went outside the gate, outside the wall, to bear our reproach. So let's glory in those basic things that draw us together, and know that in spite of all that we see in this day and age, that He has His special called out ones out of every tribe, tongue, and people, in every country. The Lord has His faithful ones. So we should take heart and know that our message should liberate and set free the bondage that would keep us down and under man-made religion. We're thankful for the message that we heard, and to know that He has us here at this time to be light and life to all who would come across, whether Jew or Arab, bond or free, rich or poor, that God would use us to shed forth life and light to this community that we live amongst. So let's all stand and sing in closing this wonderful hymn. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness. Father, we thank You that You are the life and light, that You indwell us. You've taken residence in each one of us. And we thank You, Lord, that we can shed forth that light in the context of this country, Israel, that You love them, love this people for the Father's sake, Your word says. And we know that we're going to be somehow in the scheme of your plan, a witness to this people in the way You choose. Lord, we want to be faithful servants. We don't understand the whole mystery of how and when You're going to accomplish Your purposes fully and fulfill them, but we want to be witnesses of what You're going to be doing here in this land. And we'll give You the glory. We'll give You the honor. We thank You for Jesus and His sacrifice. And Lord, we promise to bear witness to that truth in our lives. Father, we pray for that one who does not know You, that they will open up their hearts even to You at this time, where the gospel has been presented in this message this morning, that Your grace is available to all. We bless You and we love You. We give You glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Greet one another and bless one another.